The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's another hour. What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Coming off a busy weekend of politics in North Dakota. Deciding who the candidates will be on the ballot when you, well, that's a novel concept. Actually, voters get to go decide who these people are that will lead us. That's what happens in primaries and general elections. So it's important work that you do at a convention, but it is a smaller group of folks who ultimately decide who are going to be on the ballot, and then the voters get a chance to vote. So here we are early in April. Got a big election June 14th and another one in November, and we're going to be here to cover it all and enjoying every second of it. And counting on you, our fine listeners, to keep us accountable to make sure you're getting what you want. You're getting you're hearing from the candidates you want. You're hearing about the issues you want. And I mean that sincerely. We're far from perfect around here. We want to make sure that we are correctly listening to you and your wishes on what you want to inform your vote. Come June and come November. I'm really committed to that. We're going to do a lot of talk radio town halls and spend a lot of time on this and welcome any and all questions on what's on your mind. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, and you know that great deal is only available for you, the fine listeners of this program, the four-for-one deal. The classic four-pack combo is $99.88, where you get the two classic pillows and the two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. Somebody called the other day and said, the great thing about the go-anywhere pillow is it's small enough you can really easily travel with it. You go to a hotel and there's kind of a so-so pillow. You've got the MyPillow touch at the hotel, so it makes perfect sense to me. I'll bring one to Tampa, Florida for NCAA Frozen Four hockey. We're taking the hot spring spas and pool tables to studios down there, and I can't even tell you how much I'm looking forward to that. First International Bank and Trust, Advanced Business Methods, Thunder Seed, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas Pro Rehab, Army's West Sports Bar in Dickinson, a great place to watch UND hockey, is one of our fine sponsors. Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Bellarude Transport, the Valley's link to the nation since 1955. Keep on trucking. Valor Insurance, the folks with more than 60 years of VIP service with offices in Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minneapolis. The right coverage, the right price, every time. Mid-Continent, Mid-Coast Sports Network, the official TV broadcaster of UND Hockey, Icon Architects, and Ide Bailey, a top 25 CPA firm in the nation, proudly serving clients for almost 100 years. We'll be there Thursday and Friday live from the Tampa Hilton downtown, Tampa, Florida, for our broadcast. All right, here's the scoop. Talk radio town hall this hour with candidate for governor, Doug Burgum. We'll talk about the weekend and talk about June, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for Mr. Burgum on the program. He's been here before, but he's back, and we're glad to have him. Your questions or comments are welcome at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd. We find a lot of times when we have talk radio town halls, we get to more folks if you're texting in your questions. So if you like doing that, we'd love to have you. That's 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. You have a lot of battery power, Todd, in the phone. You're able to take some text, no problem here today on the show. Yeah, I trust you. I just threw Todd for a loop, asked him a question a little late there. Sorry. I know he has his battery. We're good to go. All right. Sounds good. What are we ugging here? Okay. Oh, Todd's connection is not too good. I see. Okay, sorry. I just want to make sure our connection was fine. Anyway, without any further ado, we welcome Doug Burgum to the program. Hi, Doug. Let's have you switch mics there, if you would come down to this one here. For something I didn't exactly like the sound I was getting on that one. Doug Burgum is the candidate for governor, be on the ballot June 14th, coming off the convention weekend, and we're going to switch him to a new spot on a new mic here and see if we can hear him a little bit.
Morning, Scott. How's that one sound?
No, I hear you loud and clear. Yeah, exactly right. The gremlins are taking over. Can't hear Todd. Can't hear Doug. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here with you.
Now, I saw you this weekend and said, okay, was the outcome a surprise, the third place finish in this three-way race for the Republican nomination. You said it was a surprise. It was a surprise that I did as well as I did. Now, is that good spin? Are you getting into this political thing, or how can you say third place was a good place?
Well, I got in this race late, and by the time I announced, there was already people that had decided who they were voting. Going in, our count had us at about 10%. We got 15% of the votes. So, the way we looked at it, we did way better than what we expected coming in. But the real surprise of the weekend, when I announced on January 14th, I thought that on this weekend, Wayne Stengen would be, that Wayne might be getting 80, 90% of the vote. I mean, this is his home crown. These are people he's been shaking hands with for 40 years. And, not only did he, 52% of the people on the first ballot voted that they want to change in the status quo, which I think is a big signal because this is a room full of party insiders and the establishment. And on the second ballot, he crawls over the finish line by 3 votes for an endorsement, not exactly the rousing endorsement that I think he was looking for. So I think it tells us, with standpoint, that the decision we made in January to run the primary was the right one, and it tells us that there's a lot of people out there that want to have a chance to hear about something different.
So, were you disappointed at all? I mean, you've obviously spent a lot of time going to all these district conventions and making the case, hey, I'm the guy. And you've said all along, to be fair to you, you said, look, I haven't been in that process, so I know this is a long shot. I'm going to do it to respect the process, but I'm going to be that on that ballot in June. But there had to be a little bit of you that thought, hey, I'm going to do better than that.
Not a thread. I mean, people that were with me and sitting by with me on Saturday, they saw I had a smile on my face when those votes came in at 15% because we understand. I mean, this conventions are a life of their own. I mean, it's not even like it's the same sport as a primary or general. I mean, if like a convention's like rugby, if a primary is like football, different set of rules, different set of power structures, different set of relationships, decades of loyalty. There's all kinds of things that go into the delegate selection process, how they're selected, who's there, people have decided before they're coming. And it's not representative of the people. I think we know that. We've seen that. It's why, primaries were created to give create democracy, give people a chance to vote for their candidates. And if I'm not in this race today, if I'm not here talking to you, then 822 people in North Dakota just picked the next governor on Saturday afternoon. And they did it by, 3 votes versus the alternative. And I'm a guy that believes in democracy. I believe that if we as Republicans, believe that we've got the right message, then we should embrace competition and we should embrace the dog. The best ideas always come from a dialogue and debate. And so that's what, we're giving the Republicans here in the primary. And we're going to have, it sounds like we're going to have 3 candidates in the primary. So this could be a very robust opportunity to, gather people to get their ideas out.
All right. By the way, your questions and comments come first here. So we're going to get to as many calls as we can on the lines I mentioned earlier. But it's 800-228-0550 or text Todd 701-226-8503. Let's go to Glenn Allen, North Dakota, also known as Paradise. Terry, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, I got a question for Mr. Burgum. Right now, when somebody suggests that our state budget is heading for kind of a disaster or whatever, our Republican leadership gets very angry because they say that we're doom and gloomists and all this and that. And we're supposed to just select them and they'll handle it. But in reality, I have seen all the commodity prices drop from 40 to 50%. And I have seen people working for $30 an hour that are now working for $15. And then our governor's budget director comes out and says that they're cutting 2 to 4% out of our state budget. And somehow they think that's a big deal, and they might not even get raises in the next biennium. So I'm wondering, as governor, are you going to put forth a budget that represents the reality of what's going on in the state better than a 2 to 4% budget? And I'll listen to your comment off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. And fun, Glenn Allen. I think that's the Rattlers, if I remember correctly. One of the great Class B names in the state. But yeah, on your question, yeah, it's been interesting for me, running as a Republican, but trying to be realistic about the challenges we're facing. And it's certainly the establishment, the status quo. Competitor that I'm against, Wayne, wants to talk about how it's never been a better time to be a Republican. And I know that, there's 22,000 people who have lost their jobs in the oil patch. And, you know, unemployment claims now are the highest they've been since continuing claims highest since 1987. And, you know, and what we, you know, we keep talking about, never been a better time to be a North Dakotan. You know, or like the front page of the paper today, the mom.
Well, it's still, I mean, you don't want to dog the condition. We're still in a heck of a lot better place than most places, right?
Well, we are, but I'm coming at this as a private sector guy, as a business guy. You know, if I'm at Microsoft, as I was as a corporate executive, and we're doing a meeting with our shareholders, and we tell those shareholders, don't worry about the fact the stock's off 50% from a year ago. We're way better than we were 10 years ago. Look at 10 years ago. We were way better. You know, guess what happens then? That's when CEOs get fired. You know, so I mean, this idea, we are better than we were before, but we have to make some changes. Like, and Terry said, I mean, we're looking not just at the shortfall of $1.1 billion in the general fund. There's another $950 million that's not flowing in through the oil extraction tax and oil production tax that was money that was filling up all these other funds. And so there's going to be some challenges on balancing this budget.
All right, some texts and other calls rolling in. Cody in Bismarck, you're next after the break here. And by the way, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline waiting for other calls at 800-228-0550. First call from West Fargo has a $20 certificate from TNT's Diner waiting for you on Main Avenue, West Fargo, courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale. So that's in the mix today, too. Don't go away.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I actually should ask our guest this question, because you have run in these circles before. But if somebody could figure out a way
to put a battery in an iPhone that actually lasts more than, you know, 4 hours, they'd be a zillionaire.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Is it not possible or what?
Battery technology is one thing that is not moving at the same speed as all the, you know, the silicon chips. It's a whole different set of physics. And the battery technology improvements are coming linearly. So they improve, you know, 2-4% a year, you know, where the computer stuff is moving exponentially. So it's, you know, it's doubling every 18 months. And when you start doubling something every 18 months, you know, things go from, you know, 4 to 8 to 16 to 32 to 64 to 128.
But that's not happening with batteries.
That's not happening. That's not happening with batteries.
We could take that whole world back then.
Yeah.
We just figure that out here, right?
But there's a wraparound one called Mophie.
I do use that, but then the Mophies go bad. So, yeah, that does help. This is a long way of me telling you that they now, evidently, have at least improved things with the new Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge. It has the biggest battery yet. It has fast wireless charging. And if you go to B-Mobile in Botno today, or B-Mobile in Devil's Lake, or Minot, or Wahpeton, or Valley City, or Jamestown, or Thiever Falls, or Grand Forks, Detroit Lakes, Bismarck, Fargo, Williston even, you're in. Devil's Lake, too? They've got it. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer now with the new Samsung S7 and S7 Edge. Not only the battery, the enhanced camera for less blur and low light picture taking. Water resistant features, too. I've blown a couple of phones by, you know, getting them in a puddle somewhere, too. So, Cody and Bismarck, you're next. Thanks for waiting here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Doug, I guess I was a delegate at the convention this weekend. I was a Becker supporter. And a lot of us Becker supporters are wondering, you know, hey, what do we do now? And I'm a very anti-establishment type, I guess. First time at the convention, I noticed all the tricks and games and everything that was going on. And I was actually really impressed with the numbers you pulled. And I'm really impressed, actually, with Rick as well, that, you know, I mean, you look at the majority there, a lot of people in the Republican Party are upset with the status quo. So what are you going to do to get the Becker supporters over? Why should we go to you? And that's, I guess, my question.
Well, the first thing, Cody, I should just say thank you for being part of the process, and I want to, you know, send out congratulations to you and all the Becker supporters for a great convention. You know, I had a chance to get to know Rick. You know, first day they announced, I ran into him in Bismarck, and then have seen him at, you know, 30 or more of these, 35 of these district events around the country, around the state. And I really, you know, respected Rick for the way that he ran his campaign and, you know, the ideas he brought forth and how he articulated them. And I thought he did a great job of really making the case for, you know, for limited government, local control, fiscal responsibility. And those are all things that I, you know, believe in and share. And I mean, we want to be, if we're going to be the party of fiscal responsibility, then we need to have someone that, you know, believes in that and acts on that. And so I would, you know, I think it's a natural for, some of the, Becker supporters. We had a lot of them coming up to talk to us, at the convention, yesterday, saying that they were looking forward to, you know, jumping in and supporting us going forward. And we certainly would welcome that. We welcome their input, you know, welcome their passion, their conviction, and you know, what they believe in. Cause it's, you know, I mean, right down the line, Second Amendment. I mean, you know, Rick and I agree on a lot of things.
I think the argument, just to inject your Cody, and I'll let you finish if you have more, would be that's going to be a tough sell, because they would see you as less conservative than Becker. In other words, the Becker wing is the very conservative side of this. I mean, he couldn't say I'm pro-life enough, right? You heard that over and over and over again from folks. And obviously on the fiscal side was quite critical of what had been done and the spending and everything else. So how do you win the more conservative crowd from Becker?
Well, I don't think of it as more conservative or less conservative. I think he's got, you know, he had two great groups that he pulled together, and one was a group of people that were social conservatives, another group were libertarians. And I think the libertarians, the fiscal conservative folks, are a natural fit with what we're doing. And as I've said all along on the social conservatives, you know, that I want to, you know, I'm open to listen to everything those people have to say. And, you know, and I want to work with people to help address the core issues and not just adopt labels. So, you know, we're not being exclusive about what we're doing, but we certainly think we've got, you know, a lot of affinity with Becker supporters, and that they don't believe that the current direction is going. And, you know, the alternative, this is going to shape up into a race really on June 14th. That's about, You know, do you want to, you know, talk about the future and where we can go and how exceptional the state can be? Or do you want to talk about, you know, how great the past was and try to protect the status quo? And that's really what it's going to come, what it's going to come down to.
Anything else, Cody?
Yeah, I think that was, I was leading up towards the fact that a lot of us that are Vex supporters are more libertarian, I guess, not exactly on the social, you know, or not. Example like me, I'm a libertarian straight down the line. Actually, being in the Republican Party convention was kind of an interesting insight to see how the process works and how everyone has different opinions. You know, you could sit, you could be sitting someone next to you in your district, and they could have a totally different opinion on, you know, pro-life or pro-choice or whatnot compared to the person sitting to your right. And when it all comes down to the voting, I mean, the Republican Party is a lot more diverse than a lot of people think, and especially in the Becker campaign. I mean, we have
I think that's fair to say. I mean, because, you know, there isn't a Democratic Party. I mean, for the most part, they can meet in a phone booth. Let's be honest, right? I mean, they had an abysmal convention. You know, less people there than they thought were going to be there, and it already was bad going in. So, I mean, I think that's a fair point. I think the Republican Party is obviously a little diverse in that area because largely the Democratic Party's, you know, they don't compete. That's why really June 14th, you know, in my mind, let's be honest, that, you know, that is going to go a long ways to deciding who the next governor would be, and many would argue that will decide who the next governor
yes,
would be.
Yes, yep.
You know.
But hey, at least they had a pub crawl. Oh, I was going to say, hey, at least they had a pub crawl or something like that.
Did they? Well, good for them. Yeah, at least they know how to have a little fun. Maybe it was drowning their sorrows. I don't know. Appreciate the call. Ron and Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yes, two questions if I can. I met you at the District 34 convention in Mandan, and I started out the conversation by saying that I am a rabid conservative, and you said, well, what does that mean? And I said, pro-life, pro-traditional marriage, and I named a bunch of things, and you said, well, we're going to have to disagree on the moral issues. Well, in the meantime, your ads were always starting out and ending up about $500,000 worth of ads saying conservative Doug Burgum, conservative Doug Burgum. How do you relate the two when you're not conservative on the moral issues, which are important to us, yet telling the people in the advertising you are?
Well, I remember our conversation well, and appreciate that we were able to have a respectful dialogue, and just like I've been able to have with a lot of people around the state. But when I'm talking about conservative, I'm talking about the roots of the Republican Party being a conservative party about limited government, local control, fiscal responsibility. That's what I'm talking about as a conservative business leader. I'm not saying I'm a conservative social leader. I'm saying I'm a conservative business leader. And I think that's, you know, completely accurate.
Well, you didn't make that clear in the ads then, because the ignorant would think you mean conservative, and you were not saying conservative when you told me we're going to have to differ. Number two question, when you were giving guff about the budget in the party, I was telling you that you, hindsight's 20/20. You weren't there. You weren't seeing what they were seeing. And then number two, when Obama released a million barrels of oil a day from Iran after the convention, how do we do anything with that when that floods the market? And slow?
Interesting point on the price, at least, right, that being responsible. Ron, we'll get to the answer after the break. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you very much. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetraServe USA, helping America fuel better. I love people that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's cool. And that's what they do with PetraServe USA. You pull up, they get a choice at the pump. It's fabulous. Plus, I love to eat. I don't know about you, but often on the go, and they have the 4 for $4 deal. So quick lunch on the go, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink. I usually have a soda, but if you like coffee, you can go that route. Two cookies, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. So, Doug, we had a question from Ron in Bismarck, and we didn't have a chance to answer his second question, which I'm just going to quickly paraphrase into saying, you know, why the criticism of what's happened? Why not look to the future, number one, and plus, what's caused this hiccup in North Dakota's, economy slash is a situation very much in, I don't think much of, Barack Obama station is Iran deal flooding the market with oil. So what about that? As we say, what about that?
First of all, been interesting to me that the establishment status quo Bismarck crowd views my discussion about our current budget situation as criticism when, in fact, all it is just talking realistically about the facts. I mean, there hasn't been anything that has been said that isn't a fact. And so when one of the things I learned in business is if you don't address with your customers, your suppliers, your vendors, your, the team members, the employees that are working for you, your shareholders, if you're not transparent with them about your situation, you've got no chance to lead. If you can't identify and talk about a problem, you can't fix it. And right now we seem to have an establishment that's circling the wagons and trying to paint the most positive picture they can on our economic situation. And I feel like that, Becker and I were two voices that were trying to say, hey, look, if we're going to fix these problems, we have to own up to them. And I said, as I said at the convention, the Republican Party, doesn't control the price of oil. It's determined by global forces. But the Republican Party wanted to take credit for the prosperity when we had oil prices. We better take responsibility for it when we've got low. If we want to get credit, we got to take it both ways.
Now, to be fair to Wayne Stengel, he's over there as Attorney General with nothing to do with the budget, nothing to do with the vision. So, is the criticism directed at legislators and the current governor, or is it at Wayne Stengel?
Well, I'm running against Wayne Stengel, and Wayne is the one who's the now You know, Jack's, you know, been terrific. He's got, you know, 32 years of service, he and Betsy, to the state of North Dakota. You know, someone I've known Jack since before he got into the legislature, and is, you know, high integrity guy, smart guy, dedicated guy, sacrificed a lot for the state of North Dakota. You know, the race right now that I'm running is against Wayne Stengem. This is about the future of the party. And that's where we have
but
to.
But does he deserve the criticism for the budget situation? Is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, we'll get a chance to take a look at how much Wayne's budget has grown over the years as well. I mean, he's part of that, whether he gets credit for it or not. You know, he was asked at the debate, is there anything he would change in the budget? He's on the record saying he wouldn't have changed anything. So I guess he's owning the budget situation. But I don't want to focus on the past. And to Ron's question about 2020, I'm not trying to be an armchair quarterback after the game has been played, but I'm on the record from 2 years ago when this forecast was off by $1 billion on the way up, and someone asked me, what do you think we should do with the extra money? I said we should think about buying some different forecasting software, because I know one thing from the private sector. If your revenue forecast is off when you're growing, it's going to be off when you're shrinking. It doesn't miraculously get accurate on the way down. So to me, there's zero surprise and no armchair quarterbacking when we're missing it on the way down.
More on that in a moment here. I want to defer to the next call that's been waiting a while here. Mike in West Fargo, and before you ask your question, Doug, know that you need to hang on after we're done here, Mike, because we're going to get your address, and we're going to mail you a $20 gift certificate courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale from TNT's Diner. Have you eaten there before, Mike?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. You can't even believe what you're missing. It's unbelievable. I have. A guy bought a pontoon one time for me, and he said, I'll meet you at TNT's Diner. And he knew what he was talking about. He was a lifer in West Fargo, and I'm telling you, it was so darn good. So hang on. We'll send that to you. And they serve, as you'd expect, some great Cloverdale products, including the bacon and the sausage and the ham and the whole deal, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you, go ahead for Doug. You're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Okay, Mr. Burgum, I was just wondering, you know, convince me that you're not the United Nations man for North Dakota. I mean, you come from a spatial farm and you probably live in a spatial house, but why are you peddling high-density housing? That to me, that just seems like that's more immigrants, more, you know, Lutheran social services, stuff that's aggravating people that, you know, really don't have the opportunity to get out of the, you know, the apartment life. I just want to know, is that what we really need in North Dakota, more high-density housing?
Well, I think there must be a misunderstanding on my position, because I'm not for that, never have been. But what I am for is I'm for small government. If you want to have small government, you have to have a small footprint. And if we've got sprawling cities like we do, if you've got Fargo with 52 square miles, when other cities like Boulder, Colorado, and Ann Arbor, Michigan, same population, are getting the work done in 24 square miles, then you and I as taxpayers, we're all paying for twice as many streets, twice as many roads, twice as many sidewalks, water towers, fire station. I mean, both those cities have got 30% less fire and police than we do, with faster response times. And so this isn't it's about appropriate density. And, you know, Fargo's got one-third the density we had in 1955. And 1955 was single-family home. Today, we've got way more apartments today as a percentage than we ever had then. It's just that we're spreading those apartment buildings all out. So this isn't about, you know, how many square feet people live in. It's about how we build the infrastructure that taxpayers pay for.
And if we're going to fight about the size of one's farm, I think Jack Dalrymple has you beat by a little bit, doesn't it? That seemed to go okay with the voters of North Dakota. I don't know.
Yep.
Have you ever compared? That's a big farm.
Yes.
Jack. What I'm saying is, he was sort of critical of you of coming from a big farm. I don't know if that's a criticism in the state of North Dakota or not. I think that's a sign of success, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it's not really related to the taxpayers, because you've got farmland out in the country that, you know, doesn't, and we're not running sidewalks and sewer and water and fire and police protection along it that the taxpayers are paying for. So
hang on, Mike, and we'll get your address and mail that off. It does, by the way, Doug won me over with his presentation on the best use of space for cities related to, I believe, if we honestly spend some time seeing how many tax dollars, i.e. our property tax dollars, when we write checks every year, go to, you know, streets going to where they go just because somebody wants them to go there, rather than say, let's use what we have, completely won me over on that debate. Because I, too, like this guy, you know, instantly go to, oh, wait a minute here. You know, It's because there is a whole UN thing. I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with all these things and these designs that say no, you planned use, and you know, I worry about all that stuff.
Right,
but
right.
You're talking about local people making local decisions,
right.
In small towns, saying, "Hey, let's be smart about infill here."
Yeah, let's stop subsidizing sprawl and let's use the infrastructure we've already built.
I've heard a lot of people, and I just got a text about this, ask why you sent legislators donations. And a lot of people saw this as you trying to curry favor, or, you know, sort of say, hey, you know, come with me or whatever. What was that all about? Why did you do it?
Well, I think nearly all, if they're above a certain limit, all of my donations to Republican candidates are on the line. It's, you know, well known that I've been a big donor to Republicans, for most of my life. And I, you know, particularly in the, you know, I've raised a lot of money in the presidential elections. I wish we could have done better in 08 and, 2012. We did win North Dakota. For Republican, Republican presidential candidates, and it's important we do that this year. But I've always been participating as a fundraiser.
Is that a sign of say, hey, I'm going to support you guys too? Is that what it is? I mean,
I'm planning on winning on June 14th. I'm going to be working with legislators, and I want to, you know, I was supporting legislators. I didn't send checks to all of them. This thing is interesting to me. It's first time I guess I have to learn now that I'm no longer just a private sector business leader. Now I'm a candidate. You know, everybody was happy to take my checks before. Now I'm a candidate, and people want to turn $200 into a headline. And it's so that's interesting. I mean, it's a, but I, you know, there was nothing ill meant to it. And, you know, less than 10% of the legislators got them. So I suppose the other 90% are unhappy they didn't get a $200 check, and some of them are upset that they got one. But I'm going to continue to support Republican candidates whether I win on June 14th or not.
Let's talk about the future a little bit. Because I would love a debate that says, here we are today, but here's where we're going, right? We're not looking back. We can fairly talk about where we are today, but here's where we're going to be in 2 years, 4 years, 6 years. Here's where we could be in 20. Here's what your kids and grandkids will have, right, to paint that. And I honestly, in all of the conversations with you and Dwayne and others, I've asked that a question. I've never really heard the answer I'm looking for. But paint me on a canvas what North Dakota looks like if you're governor.
Well, this is a great question, Scott, and really happy to have you ask this because, you know, a lot of the discussions we're having, you know, today, whether it's, you know, within the Republicans or the Democratic Party in North Dakota, I mean, I feel like the Republican Party is like in a couple of rowboats, 2-3 rowboats, and we're out in the middle of this ocean of opportunity, and we're having a splash fight. And everyone's like splashing back and forth each other, trying to fill the other guy's boat with water. And, you know, hey, I got him on a $200 donation. I got this on whatever. We're going to try to make headlines out of this stuff. And none of that stuff is going to matter because, and the Democrats are actually in the water, like hanging onto an inner tube. They don't even have a boat. Okay. But the Republicans have these rowboats and they're banging against each other. And then over our shoulder, there's a thing coming. It's called the global digital economy. And that thing is an aircraft carrier and it's coming right at us. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican, a Libertarian, a Democrat in North Dakota, that thing is coming. That's what's going to drive change in North Dakota. That's what's driving change right now. I mean, it's not just Iran. I mean, we want to play the boogeyman thing and blame Iran. They're adding supply of oil, but part of the reason we've got a glut of oil is this, our own success driven by technology, the shale oil technology that allowed shale oil fields around the world to be tapped that 10 years ago couldn't, is one of the reasons we've got the oil supply. And the marginal cost of oil produced in a shale oil field is so low that everybody thought, well, you know, now we've got a 1% of U.S. production is gone into bankruptcy now. And everyone thought, well, hey, we'll get some relief on supply when people start going bankrupt. Well, even these companies that are filing bankruptcy, these oil companies, are still pumping because their marginal cost to produce is under $20. If oil's at $37, they're going to keep producing. So we're not going to get relief even when people go bankrupt because even a company that's in receivership is going to want to keep pumping oil.
So what's that mean? What's North Dakota have the new Apple or the next Apple or what? How do we play a role in what you just described?
Well, I think it starts with everything. It starts with we have an opportunity as a small state, a lean state. For us, we can be the lean, mean efficiency machine. We can have the most efficient government. We can have the most innovating way we deliver education. You know, we can try to transform healthcare for rural in a rural environment. I mean, we can be a shining star for the rest of the country of how to live, adapt, be flexible, and be ready for that digital economy. And we've got a good start on it right now. I mean, we've got the framework. Our rural electric telephone co-ops have got some, you know, 100 megabit bandwidth, but we could be the first gigabit state. We could really take advantage of what's coming.
All right, let's see. David and Morehead wants to ask.
has a response to the previous caller. Let's see if David has a question for Doug. We have a bunch of emails and texts to get to in a short period of time to do it. Final segment coming up on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Chatting with Doug Burgum today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas talking about how you can take personal responsibility for reducing alcohol-related crashes and fatalities.
People need to understand what they're drinking so they can make that right decision, especially when it comes to driving home after being at an establishment. For instance, a 16-ounce craft beer is actually two drinks, or Long Island tea is equivalent to 3 to 5 drinks. Margarita, 2 to 3 drinks. The only thing your body needs to recover and sober up is time. So depending on your weight, it takes about 3 hours to eliminate every 2 drinks consumed. The bottom line is people need to know their limits and have a plan. Get a designated driver, plan to take a cab, and just think ahead.
For more tips on responsible alcohol consumption, visit the NDSC's Responsible Beverage Server webpage at ndsc.org/RBS.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. 4 items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about 2 delicious cookies? 4 items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When nannies are involved in political campaigns, you know, it's not a good thing for the candidate. But we just had a text from someone who says her name is Jen. She said, I used to work for Doug many, many years ago, and I would like to say that no one would be better to run North Dakota. I witnessed him care for his employees in his town 15 years ago before this election season. And he's the perfect person for the job.
How about that?
That's great. That's great. Thanks, Jen. That's wonderful.
That was from Jen. Let's see here. Email, what is your position on the clean power plan from Matt?
This is simple. Opposed. And this is a great example of federal overreach. This would, endanger thousands of great-paying North Dakota jobs. And it's a, and again, this is an example of why we need a Republican president next fall, because this is not the legislature making rules. This is the administration driving the EPA to create their own set of legislation as a rogue agency that's doing something that's not good for the country, not good for the not good for the economy, not good for the citizens, and not good for North Dakota. And we have to fight it every way we can.
Sean says, "Who will be Burgum's running mate, and why?"
Well, the way the process works for the primary on April 11th is the deadline for filing to get our signatures in to get on the primary ballot, and that's going to include my name and a running mate's name. And we're in the middle right now of a great process. We've narrowed the list from a broad set of talented people down to a set of finalists, and I'm excited to say that we've got some great, high qualified people that are that we're reviewing, and I would expect we'll have an announcement later this week.
What's the criteria? Just tell me one criteria, the most important thing for that person.
Well, I think for me that the most important criteria is sort of twofold. This is about me building a leadership team, because I want to have Lieutenant Governor by statute has got a fairly narrow job description, but in working with the governor, you can really define what it is beyond being president of the Senate and some other responsibilities. You have an opportunity to really define that. And what I'm looking for is someone that I can work with, day to day, and really helping to transform and drive the state forward or be truly exceptional. So I'm looking for someone who's got the business background and capability to get in and really help drive this, but also an understanding of the political process.
David in Moorhead on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Question for Doug Burgum, candidate for governor.
Yeah, quick comment, too. I wish I lived in North Dakota, because I would definitely be voting for Doug Burgum. But I don't live in North Dakota, I'm sorry. But I just wanted to support his view on density. And just because you have a dense pockets in cities does not equal low income. Proper city development, it actually drives down prices and creates a much better infrastructure.
Is he right?
Yep, he is absolutely right. And, improves health, improves walkability, does a lot of stuff. And I'd say anybody in Moorhead or Minnesota that wants to support me, I think that's great, because there's a lot of people in North Dakota that don't vote in primaries. So call a friend in North Dakota and tell them, go vote for Doug for me.
Speaking of the developments, I've heard a lot of rumbling about, Doug's not in favor of the size of government, but the size of government partly has been created by these programs put in place like Renaissance Zone and TIF zones and everything else, and you take advantage of them. So how can you be critical of things you take advantage of? And I don't know that I've heard your answer. We've had it here, but what is it?
Well, first of all, it's just factually not accurate. I mean, from an economic standpoint, I mean, if you even look in Fargo at where the building permits have gone, 95% of the building permits have been, outside of the downtown core. And we've got 115 acres of surface parking lot in downtown Fargo surrounded by, infrastructure that's underutilized, and yet we're burdening the taxpayers by building new infrastructure at the edge. And, I think if we want to lower the tax burden for everybody, we've got to use the infrastructure that's already there.
Another text, would you want the government to pay for the gigabit? I don't know what a gigabit is, but I assume the reference we were talking about earlier about the amount of infrastructure necessary on the technological side?
Yes. Well, I think, there are some – what we need to do is create a structure where private enterprise can come in and do this. But this is a situation, again, where it's a very blurred line, because we've been regulating electricity for a bunch of years. And so there's often, regulated monopolies for electricity providers. We've done that sometimes with cable, and we've seen – the outfects, what that's created, which is whenever you create a monopoly, you end up with high prices and low service. And we've got a little bit of monopoly on roads, because all the roads in the state are owned by the government. So I think we have to, have a consensus first on, is this infrastructure that's essential service for everybody? Or is there a role for the private sector to play in this thing? I'm a private sector guy. I'd like to see him, make that happen. But these are the roads of the future. And if we want to participate in the digital economy that's going to drive the future, then we need to make sure that we've got the infrastructure to participate. Otherwise, all of our kids are going to end up leaving the state.
Let's see, one more, and we have less than a minute left for your answer on this, and that is, who most influenced your decision to run for governor?
Well, I think that the influence has really come from two people, and it's two people that this audience is going to know. One's Ed Schaefer, and one's John Hoeven. I mean, I knew Ed Schaefer, you know, before he decided to jump into the race. It was his first election, you know, coming from business to that, you know, into the governor's office. And John Hoeven, it was his first elected office. And I've always thought it was great to be in a state where business leaders would make the sacrifice to jump in to lead the state. And it's and I've talked to both of those guys before I made my decision multiple times. And it's with that that I'm, you know, jumping into this race.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Will you give us lots of additional chances to visit between now and June 14th?
Yeah, and if people want to learn more, DougBurgum.com, and we want people to join together with us to help build a great future. So anybody want to volunteer or join the effort, we'll see you there. Doug Burgum from North Dakota, DougBurgum.com.
Thank you, sir. We'll take a, well, this is our final break. We're done. We're gone till tomorrow. We'll take about a 22-hour break. See you tomorrow. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right. A legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.